MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Herman from Pump & Dorp. He's head of asset allocation, Momentum Investments. Herman, appreciate the time today. A note you put out recently, you touch a little bit about the challenges we're seeing in the US with tariffs, inflation, central bank independence and the like. But the focus really is back at home and perhaps the attractiveness. You make a point that our market, our equity market, is quite attractive relative to other emerging market peer group. And that actually we're under-owned within global emerging market funds. We're cheap and people are perhaps hopefully going to start taking notice, which bodes well for our equities.
Absolutely, Simon. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think what we have in the South African equity market is almost the best of all worlds. Mm-hmm. That you've got the fundamentals stacking up pretty positively, and then you've got the valuation underpin. You know, I mean, a lot of people might say, you know, but what about those tariffs that President Trump is putting on South Africa? Is that not negative for SA equities? No, not really. Mm-hmm. If you look at our revenue exposure of our listed companies, they are very much not exposed to the US. We're not saying that there's going to be no indirect impact through via the economic kind of driver, but directly on SA, not really. I mean, we're not South Korea or Taiwan, where those listed companies are very much, very heavily negatively impacted by tariffs. We don't have that in SA. A big part of our market is externalized, so they're not linked to the SA economy that's not really chugging along merrily at the moment. So we don't have the negative economic driver locally for the SA equity market as well. The fact that we've got a falling interest rate cycle, that historically is pretty positive for SA equities and bonds, but SA equities definitely. And then, you know, you're buying the market at a discount. And this has been the case for the last couple of years. And even though the market has done well, SA equities, over the last 18, 24 months, the earnings numbers have come through and really the valuation has remained sort of in the very attractive kind of levels. I mean, we're trading still almost one standard deviation cheap on our SA equity market relative to its forward PE of the past. And then we are attractively valued relative to the emerging markets, almost also around one standard deviation cheap on our relative PE relative to the emerging market PE. So we've got basically all of these factors stacking up very positively for the South African equity market. And lo and behold, foreigners have actually not been here as yet. So foreign investors, they, if you look at global emerging market funds, the exposure to South Africa, still we've got the fifth biggest underweight in global emerging market funds, South Africa. So they haven't been here. And normally what you find through my experience over the last couple of decades is that after the market's done particularly well for a sustained period of time, as it now has done, the foreigners start becoming interested. It comes up to on their Bloomberg screens and they start seeing, oh, South Africa is one of the outperformers globally on the equity market side. Maybe we should take a look at the market for now, and we've been ignoring it for a couple of years, so let's look at SA. And then suddenly, you know, start seeing the flows coming in, and that could be a further positive driver, unlocking some of that risk premium that's very evident in the South African equity market valuation at the moment.
I take your point. And the foreigners, absolutely, over the many years, I've noticed, they arrive late and they give us almost another leg up. What about our bond market? We've got the yields coming down, which of course in the secondary market means prices going up. Is there still opportunity there as well in bonds? Maybe inflation linked, maybe vanilla?
Yeah, I think if you look at the vanilla bonds, the nominal bonds at the moment, yes, they've had a big rally. The big rally has been driven by two things. Firstly, that global bonds, US bonds, particularly the world's risk-free rate, has come down. But more particularly, I think there's been a domestic driver for the bond market over the time period, roughly May to July of this year, when the Reserve Bank started indicating that they're likely to target the lower end of the band, 3%, rather than 4.5%. And the market is starting to anticipate that. So the yields have actually moved on the back of that. Now you can say, well, is everything in the price now? I think a lot of it is in the price now of that lower inflation target. But, you know, we're still running yields on the 10-year point of the curve, roughly around 9%. Our inflation is likely to be around 4% the next year. So even if you don't say we're going down to 3% in the sort of near term, you can still see, well, 5% real on nominal bonds is still pretty attractive.
What we will see in the next 6 months is probably a bit of a base effect coming through on the inflation side. South African inflation, headline inflation, probably going up from current levels around 3.3 to maybe a 4 handle on it.
Yeah.
So in that kind of time space also, you should have break evens widening, which means that you should look at inflation-linked bonds as well for a sort of a shorter time period, time scale. I think both nominals and inflation linkers must have a place in your portfolio over the next 6 to 12 months as a South African investor.
And then what about REITs, the property sector? Mm. It had a really, really strong 2025. What about 30% for the average? Not as strong this year, but they're not expensive. They still discount to NAV, and those discounts are, in many cases, 15, 20%. Nice yields. It's still not expensive.
No, and especially against, you know, the macro backdrop that we have of, you know, nominal bonds still probably being underpinned by these fundamental factors that I've mentioned before. So the macro mm-hmm. factor is still a tick mark for listed property. But then we've already seen the last year or so that the operational as well as the financial metrics in that sector has started to improve. So yeah. I think that we've been running on sort of maybe a bounce from the bottom in those fundamentals on the operating side and the financial side for these stocks. But now what we've started to see over the last 6 months is that the companies are starting to tell you, you know, our earnings guidance, they're giving you earnings guidance that are now looking positive. They're saying, you know, things look up going forward. So they at least have another up leg there as well, based on what the companies are telling you and the company managements are telling you about their prospects over mm-hmm. the next 12 months or so. So you've got that additional leg now starting to come through, underpinning the listed property companies, and they're not massively expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. And the one thing to your point, I mean, you know, revisions which went negative are turning positive, even in some of the office spaces. We'll leave it there. That's Herman from Papendorp. He is head of asset allocation, Momentum Investments. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.